Hey, friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I hope your day's been amazing. I hope this podcast episode finds you in good spirits. And if you're coming here troubled or worried, hopefully by the end of the podcast, you feel at least a little bit lighter, right? So today I want to talk about the source, making sure that you are getting your answers from the right place. How many times have you not felt good and took your symptoms to Google? Oh, you're not going to tell the truth. Okay. Well, I tell you the truth. Every time I don't feel good, that is the first place I go. I ain't even gonna lie. Let my stomach start hurting. I might be like, all right, well, that's just a little stomach ache. But let me get one more symptom. Child, my hands start hurting and my stomach hurt. Uh-oh, I'm going to Google. Headache and stomach ache. My arm hurt a little bit too. What is it? I think there's something to be said there, right? We're taking symptoms to Google like Google is a medical expert. Like, if you're really not feeling well, you should be going to a doctor. You should be getting an expert to look at your symptoms so that they can fairly assess what's going on. Well, I think what we do sometimes in life, we take questions to people that need to be taken to God. I know growing up, my best friend was my everything. So no matter what I was going through, I took the problem to my best friend, right? Girl, guess what's going on? And I don't know what I'm going to do. What you think? And then we would talk for hours and go through all the different variables. And by the time we got off the phone, I felt really good about whatever I was going to do next, right? Whatever decision we had come up with. And then as I got older, I got married and I, you know, take the problems or whatever I'm going through to my husband. And that's good too, right? It's always good to have somebody you can trust that you can kind of talk through things with, even a therapist, you know, whatever. But I think we have to make sure that we're taking everything to God first, because you're taking your problems to people who don't know the answer because they don't know the plan. And just like when we take our ailments to Google, we sometimes get answers that are just not correct. Not because Google wants to hurt us, but because Google just does not have all of the information in order to give us the correct response. But when we take problems along our life's journey to friends and family or therapist or whoever else, right? It's okay because we got somebody we can talk to. We're working through our thoughts. That's fine. But we have to be careful that we are not taking things to people that only God has the answer for. God has already orchestrated your plan. God knows all of your steps. God knows the finish line, and he knows what it's going to take to get you through all of the different layers of the journey until you finally get there. So we can't keep leaving God as a last resort. Let God be your first resort. All things, even the smallest ones, anything you have to make a decision about, anything that is worrying you, take it to God first. Get into the habit of making God your go-to. Use God as your Google source. Now, the problem is you type something into Google and you push the little search button and boom, answers right away. So it almost makes you feel good, even if they're the wrong answers. And sometimes when we take things to God, we don't get that immediate response. Sometimes you do, but sometimes the answer is wait, be still and know. When the time is right, I'll let you know. Sometimes you just got to trust the process and know that if you brought it to God, he's got you in mind. He's got it figured out. And when you're supposed to make a move, he'll show you what the move is. But because we've got so conditioned to being in this microwave society where you can just take something and doop-doop-doop and in a minute, it's all done. We find it pretty difficult to be in a season of wait or in a season of not right now. How many times have you wanted to tell your mom something or your dad something and they're in conversation and all they say is wait? And then you think, oh, I can interrupt this by saying, excuse me, mom. And mom just says, wait. Yes, excuse me is respectful, but that still don't mean you're about to shut down my conversation. Hold on a second. And mom will go on to do whatever she's doing and then address whatever your issue was, right? So I think that God sometimes does the same things. Like, hey, wait, I understand this is urgent for you. I understand you feel like this is a crisis, but I've got this already figured out. I've got this, that, and everything else in the palm of my hands. So if you bring it to me, trust that I know what to do with it. And if I answer you, then be obedient. But if I don't, then be still and know that I've not only got your best interest in mind, but that the plan that I have for you is much more amazing than any conversation with anyone else can make you feel. Because sometimes, friend, it's not answers we're looking for. Sometimes we bring other people our problems so that they can co-sign whatever idea we've come up with. You ever took a situation to somebody and you really don't want to hear what they have to say? You just want them to confirm that what you already thinking is good. I think we've all done that a time or two, right? And I think that that's a dangerous thing. Because if you're wrong and you take your whatever your issue or idea is to a friend who thinks just like you, now you standing on business about being wrong. Friend, make God your go-to. Make God the first box you check in your order of operations. Whether it's the purchase of a new car or refinancing your home or taking on a new job or a new doctor, every decision you make, put God in that and watch the outcome get better. And you'll also be a little less confused and won't be walking around talking about I'm coming, Elizabeth, every day because you done Googled something that's telling you your leg's about to fall off when all you got is a hangnail. Let's put our Father in our business, okay? In order to be about our Father's business, we have to continue to seek our Father regarding our business. So stop looking for them people to do what only God can do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now thanking you for another opportunity to serve you, thanking you for another opportunity to share this space with my friends. Lord, from wherever they are, I just ask that you would lay your hands on them right now, Lord. I ask that you would comfort them, Lord, that any worries that are racing through their mind would just be still in this moment, Lord, that anything they are concerned about or fearing the outcome of, Lord, that you would just show them that you've got the end of this thing covered, that every area along their journey is touched by you, that the Holy Spirit runs like a river through all of the layers of their journey, and that there is nowhere they can be and nothing they can do that would put them too far from you. So, Lord, I just ask that you would show up in a mighty way for them today, Lord. I ask that you would be a bird flying past the window in the morning, a friendly smile at the counter of the convenience store, a stranger holding the door open as they enter the workplace. Lord, I just ask that you would show up somewhere today that would be a wink to them that you've got them in mind. Lord, allow us to remember that you are our Father and that your intention is not to hurt us, harm us, or leave us feeling lost in this world, that you have a plan for us that is so amazing, and that the love you have for us supersedes anything anyone in this world can give us. Lord, allow us to find confidence in your word. Allow us to find comfort in every space you put us in, and that even if it's one that's uncomfortable, it's one that will encourage us to grow. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. I praise you in advance for all that you will do. Lord, and I'm grateful for everything that we are becoming. Lord, I ask that you would continue to guide us, continue to provide clarity, continue to show us who we are in this world so that we aren't confused by anything of it. Thank you for today and whatever it entails. In Jesus' name, amen. Share this link with a friend. Post it on your social sites. You can tag me. I'm at BZBaby everywhere. Have an amazing day, friend. Later.